to record.
Njia kusaba tuziteke mu silent mode.
Let's put them in silent mode.
Tekateko mutima gwo.
Prepare your heart.
Chigambo cha Katonda mwe chikende okusigirwa.
Where the word of God is going to be sown.
Katonda lize chigambo cha Katonda.
Let's welcome the word of God.
Okuita mbaweleza abe.
Through his servants.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Also Ronald Hope Witness.
Uwamu na umusumba Sambosa.
Pastor Sambosa.
Batutuale maso kubomu ya mtu.
Let's take us forward and to the spirit.
Yes, he was one of Katonda.
Praise Jesus, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is the life? Is life good? Okay, the good of your neighbor. Wish them the best as always. Which come from God the Father. And the Son and the Holy Spirit. Those are what which were. Those which are and they are good. And those going to be coming. For they come from He who was, who is, and who is going to come. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Welcome back wherever you've reached. Let me hope the light of the word. Move on, come out of you shining. To redeem the many way you passed. Let me hope you contend against darkness, the darkness of ignorance, and you release out of you the light of knowledge, which God the Father commanded to shine out of darkness, and then glory gets back to Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We thank God
who
added us in the moment.
We
move on, align ourselves
on
what concerns Him together with us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
we want to move on to see schemes of the enemy, Satan. Satan schemes unto God and to church or unto His people. When Satan made the schemes, and when he makes schemes, he makes them between you and God. Now he fights you and God. And the contention say can pervert you. And God says, no, if you created him, I have to guide them.
So
now schemes spring from there. But we want to head on to our third part of the Protestantism.
Yes, he was with you. Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. We want to move on with our third part, which speaks of the Protestantism. How it had arisen as salvation in the year 1517. Praise Jesus so much. And after it fell, and to reach the year 1800, it had already perverted. And we want to move on with our third part. With
yes,
our third part.
You.
Praise Jesus so much. We move on with our third part.
Concerning
the Protestants, or which is known as the Christianity, which arose as salvation. In the year 1517, but it never was able to stand.
Mwaka kutoka mwaka kwa lukumurunana.
To reaching the year 1800.
Wali mumazo kubanga. Kucha amanga mfunde kumuramwa.
Had already perverted from the truth.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Niramu kanyomirako.
And in that aspect.
Tulaba ensonga esatu.
We see the three major reasons.
Ziva mwensonga. Chenda mutana.
Which come from 95 reasons.
Martin Luther ziyaguru kusha.
Which Martin Luther arose.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yalia tandika u protestant.
When he began the Protestantism.
Yalite ensonga chenda mutana.
Brought out 95 reasons.
Kwa ukana kumotesta. Kukatulichi.
Separate himself from the Catholics.
Iranga kanisi yukoba kunganiri.
In that synagogue.
Eriri mu England.
Which is in England. The Church of England.
Yali eitibwa Roman Catholic Church.
It was called the Roman Catholic Church within England.
Baju waga ugura kumwa wa.
He just broke away.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katonda yali agenda maso nokuyimusa obulokozi.
Now God moved on to raise up salvation.
Obulokozi buzija buyita mitendera eranga bugolokoka ne bulwanyisibwa
bulungi. Salvation has been passing through phases arising and being fought much.
Naye nga kama atakomukiriza mulimu
gwe. But God never winds up his work.
Kugamba alina okutuukiriza ekyo kugenda
okukoma. Fulfill it to the end.
Siku taguva mutiriza.
Never abandons it.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So ku nsonga ezo 9 mu 5.
Now on the 95 reasons.
Baziyita. Smile these 95. Have I any idea what you say? Did you know? I was a chigambo T H E S E S. Yes, you was when
you praise Jesus.
We gamba. Emitendere ejuwirira koddala obensonga kyenda mutano.
95 reasons.
Alina ekigambo ekirala kyakozesa kye mbadde nnoonya. Reasons. Alina ekigambo kye yakozesa kyali kikulu.
There is a major word he used.
Nga baatimba n'okutimba bwe bati kunankani mu mawanga gonna.
And in all the nations.
Ne bazitimba.
They raised them up on banners.
Enkayana ne zibaawo.
And contentions happened.
There is a word I've
been looking for.
But we've
understood
that. But
we singled out three reasons
on
which they built all those ones.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus so,
so
much. The first reason that we saw the other time.
Yagamba ntino omuntu asobola okubanga ayingira obulokozi olw'okukkiriza.
He said that a person can enter salvation because of faith.
Awatali bikolo.
Without actions.
Naye ng'obukatuli kibwali bugamba.
Yet Catholicism was saying.
Osobola okuyingira obulokozi.
You can enter salvation.
Olw'ebikolwa byokka.
With only your actions.
Ekyo twakitegeera tekisoboka.
That we understood it impossible.
Okuyingira obulokozi obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
Enter salvation or the kingdom of heaven.
Awatali okukkiriza na bikolwa.
Without faith and actions.
So. Newankubadde nga Martin Luther ensonga yali agireesebwa
ati. Before Martin Luther brought out the reason like that.
Twagenze maaso n'ogyetegereza.
We moved on to look at it.
N'okwogeramu ebyali bigibulamu.
And to add in it what was lacking.
Era nituddamu okuyita baganda baffe Protestant.
We recalled our brethren the Protestants.
Okudda mu bulokozi.
To get back to salvation.
Mukama bwe yayimusa mu mwaka gwa 1517.
Which God raised up in 1517.
Okuyita. Martin Luther.
Through Martin Luther.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so
much.
The second reason we saw, it's what we move on to see. It's the reason concerning that the Bible is what gives us authority.
But
what we are to do and what we are not to do.
For
to us who believe God and who follow the religion of God. That word, yesterday we found a little bit of problem with it. For many of us, I'd say we have no religion. But we realize that religion is the actions of faith. We looked in the book of Ephesians 4, in the verses 4, and he said that one faith on one Lord. But we realize that faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we looked in James chapter 1, verse 26-27. They showed us religions of people are many, but the religion of God is one, doing acts of righteousness, which comes from hearing the word of God and believe it, and you attach on the actions.
Yes, you have
to. Praise Jesus so much. Now we understood well.
Not
any person coming to God, it's required of them to believe God exists.
He's
a rewarder to all those who believe him. And then realized faith comes from hearing the word of God. And then without faith, no one can please God. What meaning is in that word? If any person says they are in faith, and they have not believed the word of God, and they have not attached on actions of the faith, acts of righteousness, those called actions of the religion of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There is no way they can please God.
Now,
there is nothing you can do without the word of God.
It's
the heading we want to add on what we ended with yesterday. Nothing you can do which pleases God when you have not heard the word of God and to do it as God's commanded. There is no one who can please God
you've
not heard and done as the word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When Bible begins with us in John, John chapter
1,
from verses 1 to 3, it speaks like this. John chapter 1 from verses 3.
Yokane sule soko nyoloksato. Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo era watali ye tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa.
Nkatuve ku lisooka.
Yokana esula esooka olunya olusooka.
John chapter 1 from verses 1.
Ku lubereberye waliwo kigambo, kigambo n'aba wali Katonda, kigambo n'aba Katonda. Olunya olwokubiri, oyo yaliwo ku lubereberye awali Katonda. Olunya olwokusatu, ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo era watali ye tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Olubereberye waliwo kigambo.
In the beginning was the word,
kigambo n'aba wali Katonda.
And the word was with God.
Era kigambo n'aba Katonda.
And the word was God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Bible shows he was there in the beginning with God. All things were created by him. And without him, nothing was created. The meaning of that word, or the word of the Lord Jesus, no any person who can do anything when they have not heard this word of God. Most people say that perhaps he can speak with us in our ears and we hear him. But he as him says, he first came in the scroll which was written about him. There is nothing you can do for your own and you begin it in the kingdom of God.
At least
you must get first the scroll written up in the word. For if the word is not there, there is nothing which can be done. You cannot even begin and say, I worked righteousness. It's not the word of God which directed you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
now in these issues,
the
three we are looking majorly at,
Martin Luther, mwaka gwa 1517
which God gave Martin Luther in 1517
okuwakanya obukatoliki
to protest against the Catholicism.
Mubireyo bwe burokozi nno buno Protestant obwayimuka.
In those days it's the salvation Protestantism which arose.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ewankuba tukutegeeza nti bwasobola kuyimirira mpaka ne leero.
We tell you it was not able to stand up to today.
Kubanga mwaka gwa 1800 gwali bumaze okusaanawo.
For by 1800 it had gotten destroyed.
Era nga kifuuse bufuusi ddiini yokka.
And it had just become a religion.
Era nga waliwo bingi ebyali biyigiddwamu okukolebwa.
And there are many things we had entered into be done.
And we are
not leaning on the word of God.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
So to be in abantu baluozo kukora.
Now many things people think to do.
Nadala omoti nabu aluozo ti aweri zakatona.
Mostly when the person thinks they're serving God.
Wati aziri katona.
Or that they've come to God.
Na yeka skuru kivira nganga tibiri mchigambo.
But if you check them and they're not in the word.
Umajatu ina chiwa kuzi.
You know you've done nothing.
Ukuta kukuru kutali butuki.
Except to do only unrighteousness.
Kuvuda bangaba kugambi kuyokani surei soko nyuroksa.
Why they told you in John chapter 1 verse 3.
Let's read here
verse
3.
John chapter 1 verse 3.
Yokana esule soko linyirwa kusatu.
John chapter 1 verse 3.
Ebintu byonna byakolebwa kuboyo era watali ye tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus so much.
Kigambo cha Katonda.
The word of God.
Niwo kubereberiye.
He was there at the beginning.
Kwari kina kimwe cha kolebo.
There is nothing which was made.
Watali ye.
Without him.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus so much.
Basinga katubagamba ni baba katu kigambo cha Katonda ngali yeyo.
Most people say if the word of God is there,
akakati kunyiza kula tufyanga atali mukuru.
Now what can we do when he is in heaven?
Yeye musingo gwe kitabo gwa muandiki bwako.
He came in the scroll written about him.
Era kizibu nyo kuba ko kyosobola okukola ekyo butuki.
Very hard to be able to do anything of righteousness.
Ngatichikulidwa okuva mukulire ekigambo cha Katonda.
When thought made right from hearing the word of God.
So omuntu chimugwanira.
Now it requires a person.
Waroza ngajeri Katonda.
If they think they are coming to God.
Okusoko okulire ekigambo chi.
First to hear his word.
Na kulanga buchiri.
And they do as it is.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus so much.
So ensonga zino ezagulukusebwa.
Now these reasons which were arisen.
Mwaka gwa 1517.
In the 1517.
Nga Martin Luther areto protestant.
Martin Luther brought protest
Statism.
The salvation which arose then,
which moved unto
1800, one of the major reasons is that the Bible is
the central religious
authority.
Or any
believing of God.
And you
have to do as the Bible commands. What it commands is
what you do.
What it refuses is what
you leave. And
it's not acceptable to add
in. It's
the reason we've gone back to John 1.
From verses 1 to
3.
And they
say without the word. Nothing was made.
So now
it's very hard.
You say you're
going to begin to do or serve God.
And
you've not looked at his word.
Yes, you was when you
raise Jesus so much.
So chigambo no kutuogerako.
Now this word we speak of.
We
speak of the Lord who clothed flesh and appeared to us. Before he appeared in the flesh.
He
first came in the scroll written about him.
When Bible speaks
in the John chapter 1. Verses
14.
It says this.
Yokana esule soko linyirwa 14.
John chapter 1 verse 14.
Chigambo nafuko omubiri naberako jetuli. Natulabe ekitibwa kye. Ekitibwa ngekyo yazalibwa omuye kachitafe. Ngajude kisana amazima.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus so much.
Kumanyinga chigambo cha Katonda.
We know that the word of God.
Kama wafe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Ibuyamaru okwambala omubiri.
After he clothed the flesh.
Okuita urubuto rwa Maria
through the womb of Mary.
Yarabisibwa jetuli.
He appeared to us.
Natumulaba ng'omwana.
And we saw him as the Son.
Omuyeke yazalibwa kitaffe.
The only one begotten of the Father.
Eranga jude ekisa n'amazima.
He is filled of grace and truth.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Naye kama fisi weita naba kujja mubiri.
But before the Lord Jesus came in the flesh.
Yasoko kujja mubyawandikwa ebimwogerako.
First came in the scriptures speaking of him.
Kale kisigala tunulide ekigambo ekigamba bwekiti.
Now we remain looking at the word saying this.
Omuntu yenna ng'ajja eri Katonda.
Any person when they come to God. Chimugwani
do kukirizan katonda wali.
It's required of them to believe that God exists.
Waburanga butuwa ulidemba Rumi kumi kumi na musa.
But like we heard in Romans 10:17.
Ukiriza kufamku ya nukuli ne chigambo
chi. Faith comes from hearing and hearing his word.
Ne chigambo cha katonda.
The word of God.
Kali chetufutetu deo tulabe.
Now that's why we've gone back to see.
Yokane sule ne soka.
In the John chapter 1.
Tidara watali chigambo cha katonda.
That without the word of God.
Chetulina chetu inza kukora.
There is nothing we can do.
Even
though we wanted to first see who is this word of God, which taken us in John 1:14, and we got to discover that this, the word of God, he is the Lord Jesus himself. But he moved on to tell us that before he came to clothe the flesh, he came in the scroll written about him. The truth is this Bible, we call it the word of God. The word of God. We speak of who? We speak of our Lord Jesus himself. But when he speaks in the John chapter 5, verse 39, he speaks like this. John chapter 5, verse 39.
Soma bulungi.
Munoonya mu byawandiikibwa kubanga mmwe mulowooza nti mu byo mulimu obulamu obutagwawo. Nebyo bye bitegeeza ebyange.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus so much.
Yagenda maso n'atugamba.
He moved on and he told us.
Munoonya mu byawandiikibwa.
That is signaling in the scriptures.
Nga mulowooza mu byo mwe muli obulamu.
Hoping in them there is eternal life. But
he
moved on to tell us that the scriptures
testify
things of him as the word of God and the Lord Jesus.
So
now you see these scriptures, and the time you read them, you can't do as they command you. Straight, you've already rejected Jesus. And to say that rejected Jesus, it never comes far.
That's
from the scroll written about him. Many people, you may read them a scripture, and they say, me, I'll first go inquire from Jesus, hear from him myself. I'm going to fast, inquire from Jesus, though I've read the scriptures. You have read scriptures, but you refuse to believe. And
you
say, let me go inquire from Jesus.
So
now, this telling you what?
Empire,
after the Roman Empire, the fourth beast, the spirit of Satan, fight the right Christ and his church, the gospel of salvation,
to
bring its image,
Roman Catholic Church,
the Roman Catholic Church,
in the
312, many religions arose. But we reached in 1517, and we saw Protestantism arising. Yet it arose as salvation, which was coming up.
And
some of the reasons is this we are looking
at.
That God which gave Apostle Martin Luther, and he told him, no person can do anything. And the one given authority, the things of believing God, when they've not gotten it from the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we've looked at nothing you can do,
and
neither to create heavens and earth. All of them happened by the word of God, the Lord Jesus. Even in the eras before, we knew him as the word of God. He reached and clothed the flesh,
it
appeared to us, and we saw him as the Son. But in all, before he closed the flesh to
the devils,
he came in the scroll written of him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And it means what? If you read scriptures, you read Christ. And you must know there's nothing you can do without him.
Tosobola kugamba nti otuukiridde mu maaso ga Katonda.
You are righteous before God.
Oba olina okukkiriza.
Or you have faith.
Oba olina ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu.
Or you have acts of righteousness.
Oba ekiyitibwa eddiini.
Or what is called religion.
Nga mutuufu okola wabweru w'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Working outside the word of God.
Mu mulembe gino gye tulimu.
In this age we are in.
Mulimu amaddiini mangi n'enzikiriza nyingi.
There are many religions and many beliefs.
Naye nga bakeera ku makya ne bakola bye baagala.
But they wake up and do what they want.
Oli akeera ku makya n'afulumya ekiragiro kye.
Another wakes up and they release their new command.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. But we move on to prove to you
it's impossible
to happen anything pleasing God without faith. Faith can also never happen without hearing the word of God. The word of God, the Lord Jesus,
came
in the scroll written about him.
So,
now all scriptures they point on Christ Jesus. Now it's he who explains this, the Holy Spirit. This one is your Father. Now you are here, the creation. There are the angels, the stars. The word himself explains to us.
He's
the one who tells us do this and don't do the others. If you do what I refuse you, hell is right there. And the lake of fire is there. When you do what I've commanded you, heaven with the city of God and the garden of God too is there.
Yes, we have been
praise Jesus so much. Yet is the word of God all along we've been holding. You know, when you hold him like this, you see him as if he's very small. But
in
him are even things of above the heavens in the beginning.
Even
whatever is in the heavens and the earth and their fullness.
Now,
someone who said that no. Though we've read scriptures proving, me let me go inquire from Jesus.
Yes, we always
wait. Praise Jesus so
much. Now
we're
going
to show order of the word of God. Get a number of scriptures for and above.
On
what concerns the word of God.
If
there is any reason which is explaining you, you have to take the belief Jesus. And you believe the Father and the Holy Spirit. For if you say though I've heard but I've not believed, let me go inquire from Jesus. Rejected means scriptures, now you've come. If a person gets to subtract and add in the word of God, now they are on who? They are on the Lord Jesus cutting off his fingers.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Let's repeat
this verse.
John chapter 5, verse 39.
Praise Jesus so much. All scriptures testify of things of Jesus. What of Jesus is of the Father. Of the Holy Spirit it speaks to give us. Now if you look for the scriptures, then you have to
believe
Jesus, for they speak of him.
They
mean and testify of things of him.
These
things you may think they are equal to what? For within Christ Jesus are things in heavens and earth.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now, to us who always believe God, we believe after hearing his word. And his word is the Lord Jesus.
It
first came in the scroll written about him.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus.
For
when he speaks in the Hebrews 10, he moves on to tell us this.
Bebulaniya esula ya 10 olunyolo mukaga.
Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 6.
Tewasime ebyokebwa ebiramba nebiwebwayo olwebibi olunyolo musanvu. Nendyo kanjogera ntiraba nzize mu muzimbo gwe kitabe kyampandiikwako Okukola byoyagala ayi Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ndi mukama wa Yesu ngatana bakubanga ayambala omubiri okulabisibwa gye
tuli. Before the Lord Jesus clothed flesh to appear to us.
Yasooka n'ajjira mu muzingo gw'ekitabo gwa muwandiiki.
First gave me the scroll written about him.
Many times
you say it, this scroll is the same, which is called the Word of God. In it we understand the Father, we understand the Holy Spirit, all things in the heavens and the earth, and above the heavens.
You
know, our Lord Jesus told us, no one can come to the Father except they pass through
him.
It's true you cannot understand the Father when you've not first heard the word directing you, and when it tells you. That's what is spoken in John 14:7. Let's begin from verse 6 and we hear.
Yohana esula ya 14 olunyiriro lw'omukaaga.
John chapter 14 from verse 6.
Yesu n'amugamba nti, nze kubo n'amazima n'obulamu, tewali ajja eri kitange wabula ng'ayita mu nze.
Yesu
praise Jesus so much.
Kizibu nnyo okugenda eri Katonda.
It is very hard to go to the Father.
Atoyita Kristo
Yesu. And you don't pass through Christ Jesus.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so
much. Ekyo Bibuli ni kye yatunyonyodde.
That's what Hebrews explained to us.
Esule ye 11:6.
Hebrews 11:6.
Ndi ajja eri Katonda.
Whoever comes to God.
Kimugwanira okukkiriza nga Katonda ajibwali.
Required of them to believe God exists.
Era nga yemugabi w'empeera.
And is the rewarder.
Eri bonna abamukkiriza.
On to all who believe him. But you cannot believe him when you've not heard the word. This word of God is the one we've understood is the Lord Jesus. He clothed flesh and appeared to us. But before he appeared to us in that way, he first came in the scroll written about him. Praise Jesus so much.
Now,
in all what we understand is this
verse.
The reason he was given Apostle Martin Luther in the year
1517,
as he raised up the Protestantism, salvation which arose in those days to protest against the Roman Catholic Church, which had perverted from the Word of God.
For
in those days, as their eras are even today, any saint can wake up a day and bring in a new word. And that came what they made the evangelist.
So,
this we speak upon it, our brethren, the Protestants. Those known as the Christians.
To
get back to salvation again.
Because
there was a perversion from the Word of God.
Yet
we move on to emphasize.
To
hold them back still to salvation. Which was marked in the Word of God. That a person believes with his heart to be given righteousness, but they cannot believe without the word. Yet after believing and you confess with your mouth to be saved, as Romans 10 tells us, Romans 10 from 9 to 12,
so
it's true from the beginning they arose as salvation, but the journey moved to on getting. They moved on failing on a journey. And in the 1800s, salvation had totally been wiped out in England. Everywhere they moved the gospel. And salvation arose again in America, where it's been coming all this long.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But there are many we move on to look at. But we told you in the 1906, this salvation was attacked again.
And
there was a change which people have not been revealed on. Right now we are two. They are the right born again, was still on the word. And they are those who abandoned and gave up on the word. And they too wake up and they have new words they have gotten.
They
just knock down, they call them the Rema words.
ngasibu na uba tani sokuva kubuyinza mwitigambo ya katonda
authority of the word of God
yatandika mwaka gwa 1906
began in the 1906
na ikatonda atuwado mukisokuva mu Africa
God blessed us right from Africa
kuda ngoko tuyimoso kuda kumusinji gwa bulobozi
raised us afresh to get back foundation of salvation
musinji ogwe chigambo cha katonda
the foundation of the word of God
kuulira no kukirize chigambo cha katonda
and to believe the word of God
no kukola ngabo chiri
and to do as it is
so era watali chigambo cha katonda
and without the word of God
tulina cha tusobola kukora
we can do nothing
yayogera mu Yohana 15
he spoke in John 15
Yohana 15 nuru kutana agamba bwa
15 verses 5 he said this
Yohana sura ya 15 linyoro kutano
John 15 verse 5
nze muzabibu mwe matabi abera munze nange muye oyabale bibala binji kubanga watali nze temuli ko che muyinza kukola
yes yebazi
praise Jesus
ye muzabibu
he is the true vine
twefe namugune kunsi
all of us in heavens and earth
kuri matabi
we are branches
ye ngo muzabibu chigambo cha katonda
he as the vine the word of God
yakamba wesirite mina che muyinza kukola
we can without me you can do nothing
titusubura kula kintu chonanga chigambo cha katonda yaragira
we cannot do anything when it's not the word of God
tuloza tukenda sanisa katonda jitafiki
we're going to please God the father
erango yakalo kwa ukana no moyo mutoko
want to differ from the Holy Spirit.
You can not chigambo cha katonda.
You differ from the word of God.
Asito yaukana nacho.
If you differ with it,
moyo mtukuvunga kuvaka
and the Holy Spirit gives up on you.
Kati kubata cha inabi agenda kulunga
for there is nothing more he can lead you into and guide you.
Ya kulunga mya mazima gona gali kuchigambo.
Guides you in all truth which is in the word.
Tashobora kulunga mya mubibiye.
He can not guide you in his own.
Era amadini akugemuja mulaba.
In those religions you see.
Ukuvibanga litugasomedde ko
wana. For the period you started them here.
Roko zikuta andise.
Salvation has begun.
Kulwani sidwa.
It's been fought.
Baziba kulokoka banji.
There have been a raising men of them.
Na inge chisingo kutujja ko moya ino tukulembera.
But mostly causes the spirit to be taken from us not to lead us
okuva ku chigambo cha katonda
to stray from the word of God
tutadiko kutola muno ku
ngira and begin to subtract and to add in it
era no kunyora nyora
and even to twist it
kale kitufu kiriti
now the truth is
omuntu yenyini agamba takiriza katonda
the person claiming they believe God
era ngali muzikiriza yo bwa katonda emu wete
the belief of God which is one
okiriza ku mu
the one faith
iranga line bikorwa ebyo kukiriza ebyo butuki
and they have acts of believing of right
that
which is called the religion of God
ebo wait
the one religion
yes we was with
praise Jesus so much
wadengo lwa yetu itwe linya eliyo kuba tuli barokole
even though today we are called the name we are born again
manyimu lulimi oluzungu tebatuita linya saved
you know in English don't call us saved
ibogeden baonga again
when you go to the west
no buza ba saved
and you ask for the saved is
uyinjo butabafuna
you may never get them
poziko bobuza babona
again maybe when you ask for the born again Christians
ili cho cheta yes you must
praise Jesus
ani ali abuliza ko kubantu abo
was ever yagenze
o singana yono wagaba saved baliwa
and you find that you ask them where are the saved is here
and you baba rokole
all the born again
nenda
saved is
saved is
saved
Uburoko sikikolwe kyatukolibwa
akiri. Salvation was an act which was done on us.
Na yeli yali batuita.
But the name they call us,
born again Christians.
We are born again Christians.
Yes, we have been
raised Jesus so.
Wakubante no muruganda linya buroko lilitwa kuira.
Because it was Uganda that name saved is quickens us.
Yes, we have
been raised Jesus.
So na yinge kitufu kiri nti
but the truth is
ukukiriza ko nokwo buroko
si. The faith of salvation.
Uri mukuri na chigambo cha katonda.
It's in hearing the word of God.
Kubanga noburuko zeretu abufuna watali.
For still salvation we never got it without him.
Era katonda weyagali nsi.
And when God loved the world.
Na kwato mwana wono mwagaruwa.
And his God is one begotten beloved son.
Na mwa yoje tuli.
He gave him to us.
Kale katutuli no kwegendereza.
Now we have to be careful.
Yesu kwetukiriza.
The Jesus we believe.
Chigambo cha katonda.
The word of God.
Agama ndwadenga munzikirizanga ndeno ntiste.
Though you believe me and I'm up here seated.
Kwa kabaka bwo mukuru.
In the kingdom of heaven where he is.
Ali no musingo gwe chitabo gwa kola.
He has the scroll written of him.
Abaya galo tuloso kwe wetegereza.
Once you sit first and lies.
Chigambo.
The word.
Ye kabwali.
He as he is.
Watu nyonyole chitafe.
As he explains us the father.
Omwana.
And the son.
Obutonde bonna mukune kumsi.
And all creation. In heavens and earth.
Na tulaga ebyara kibokora
and he shows us what was commanded us
ebyara
to do
gani bokora
what they refused us to
so not to do. Futi abadali chigambo cha katonda.
Now, truly without the word of God.
Chitabe chiko kuvu Bible.
Only book the Bible.
Wali aiza kubana kukirizo kusanyisa katonda.
No one can have faith pleasing God. Irata yinza kubana bikolo bisani. And they can't have actions which are worthy.
Kade fefena.
Now all of us.
Abasalo okujeri katonda.
Who decide to come to God.
Chitu gwanira okusoka okutula watesize ebigambo.
It's required of us first sit under the counsels of his
word. Etwetegereze ekigambo.
And you analyze the word.
Netukolanga bwekiri.
And we do as it is.
Ngati tutola.
And we don't subtract from it.
Say that it won't get
up. We don't add in it.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus.
Abantu bangi.
Many people. The salvation today as it stands. Everyone can tell you they have their things they are doing. And they say, I have my specific call. When you get back to Ephesians 4, you say the faith is one. Our Lord is one. The call is one.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus. Who can handle us and govern us through that one faith? It is the word of God. He alone can gather us up.
We are not
going to be able to live without the word of God.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus so much. Let's read in Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 23.
And the verse is 18.
Yeremia esura ya 23 olunyolo 18.
Jeremiah 23 verses 18.
Kubanga ani yali ayimiride mukama wateseze ebigambo ategere awulire kigambo kye.
Yes, we was with
praise Jesus so much.
Ani yali ayimiride.
Who has ever stood
mukama wateseze ebigambo
in the counsels of God's words? And they hear and they understand these words. The word of God in him are many words. That's why he said, who has ever studied the counsels of God is words. And they hear and they understand. And they understand his words. The word of God.
In
him are many words which have been told us. But we can never have salvation. And it's hard to prove you are going to heaven when indeed you don't move by the word of God. And that your faith is in the holy purple. These days there are those who sell them to us. And another sells holy rice.
But
you don't know where it was written that they sell the holy rice. For the Lord Jesus made bread and he made fish, but they did sell them.
Have
been more holier than the rice of this other man.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
There
are things born again you do. Who say you have a religion you are in? Yet they are not in the rightful faith. For the faith of God is one which comes from hearing and hearing his word. And to do as it is. And that faith gets to be right. And it attacks with actions.
Yes,
he was with praise Jesus. What called the religion of God? So righteousness.
Yes, we have been
praise Jesus so much.
So maybe you're not.
Now in all that, who has ever studied the counsels of God's
words?
Understand, analyze them well.
You know, these
days people began salvation.
Or those
who begin ministries
and
different religions.
They
have like five scriptures.
And
the rest they begin to learn how to survive.
In their rooms
separating, looking for something to
preach.
But you can't be sent to begin to lead the children of God. That the one who sent you is God.
If you
not first analyze all his words.
But
now you're going to put them in what faith? You're going to put them in the faith which is outside God. The faith of the devils.
The
devils never cease to have different forms of faith. But to God there is one
faith,
which comes from hearing and hearing His word.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So agamba ni aliatu dinat watesize bigambo.
Say who is ever certain the counsel of His words? Now He expects us.
Ntibwobora kira abantu eri Katonda.
If you lead people unto God, you have to lead them through the word.
Kubanga bwaba yogera mbarumi yo mu Yeremia
22.
Yeremia
22.
Yeremia sura ya 23 nyirwabiri mwebiri.
Yeremia 23:22.
Na yesinga bayimirira mu kutesa kwange. Kale bandi uliza abantu bange bigambo byange. Era bandi bachusizo okuleke kubo lyabwe bi. Nobubi obwebikolwa byabwe.
Yes, you must be
praised Jesus so much. If they are excluding the counsel of God's words,
but
the words of God are what are in His words.
And you have
to try to see if you begin to bring the belief and faith unto God, align yourself well in the word of God. Nothing you're going to do by your authority.
Do it
outside the word of God. And you think you're to please God. The one without faith, they cannot please God. God has one faith. Faith coming from hearing and hearing His word.
And
you attach on with actions as is spoken with you. It's called the religion of God. The acts of righteousness. Praise Jesus so much. That is why we've told you, as the beginning was, in the renewal, in the 1517, Martin Luther brought Protestantism, which was salvation which had arisen to fight the Roman Catholic Church, which totally abandoned the word of God, and they added and subtracted from it. Some of the reasons the Holy Spirit revealed to him, he said there is no authority, even religion and belief,
when
never comes from hearing the word of God. Praise Jesus so much. Even though we've been telling you that as I speak now, we cannot tell you that Protestantism is still on the word. When we shall bring reasons proving, we shall call them to get back to salvation.
And
just as today we call them in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
So,
now let's proceed on.
And
we see that from the ancient days, all those who believe, they had to believe in hearing the word of God. And this word of God, what we speak of our forefathers in faith, like Abel,
Enoch,
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Their foundation was believing in hearing the word of God. And it was very hard, just as it's hard.
Any
person can do something outside the word of God, and they do the right thing, or something which is of truth.
Bible
speaks in Hebrews 11:1, and it says this. Hebrews 11:1.
Okukiriza kye kinyweza ebisuubirwa, kye kitegeereza ddala ebigambo ebitalabika.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okukiriza
faith
kye kinyweza ebisuubirwa.
What holds what we hope for.
Era kinyweza ddala ebitalabika.
And it holds what is unseen.
Kiringa ngolwali bakugamba.
It's like they tell you.
Hebrews 12:22 and 23.
We welcome you in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. What do you take and conceive in you? I don't see the city.
But I
have heard
the
great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
The
city is not seen of this, but how am I to hold it?
And
I believe I've read the word of God telling me.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Many times that
people told us we enter in faith.
You
enter in faith.
Ask
yourself, which door am I to pass to enter in faith?
When
you went back and sat on your bed,
or on a
veranda or in a bush,
and you
said,
they don't take what you get up to
enter in faith.
The question is,
how can you dare enter in faith?
Yes.
What tells you how to enter in faith?
Now,
I believe there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. For I have heard, there I enter in faith.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Many times, many things now done in church, but they have nowhere they read them from. When they read, they twist the scripture
to
fit in his way as he wants it. But you know, all you hear things like that, you have no way you are to please God.
You
will be given a reward of the righteous,
but
you will be given a reward of unrighteousness. Read Hebrews. Hebrews 11, verses
1. Yes,
you will
praise Jesus. All our elders, the ancients,
we
read of in the scriptures.
And
now was taken. Abel was accepted by God. Abraham was accepted by God because of faith. No foundation which can head you onto God. It's not in believing his word. You cannot do no matter how much you do. For that faith is what stands and commends all the saints. Those who believe the word of God. For example,
the
one was first,
Abel.
Let's hear. Hebrews 11, verses 3.
Oloku kiriza, tutegerange ebintu byonna byakolebwa kigambo kya Katonda. Era ekirabika kye kyava kirema okukolebwa okuva mu birabika.
Hebrews
11,
verses 3.
Oroku kiriza, tutegerange ebintu byonna byakolebwa kigambo kya Katonda. Era ekirabika kye kyava kirema okukolebwa okuva mu birabika.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus so much. What is seen was not made. What is seen was made from the invisibles.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus so much.
Uganda.
So, now by faith,
we
move on to know the word of God made all these.
Hear
the word of God on the many waters.
He
sent his word,
and
they were created.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So
now in all it's like this. As we get back to God, we have to pass through faith. Faith coming from hearing and hearing his word. Let's hear Hebrews. Hebrews 11, verses 4.
Oroku kiriza, Abili ya wakatonda sadake singo bulungi, okuchire ya Kaini, eyamutegeze sokuba, nobutu kilivu.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus so much.
Oroku kiriza.
By faith,
Nayuruza Abel yakirizana.
But you think Abraham, Abel believed how?
Kubanga Abel yulokukiriza yawayo sadaka esemisa Katonda.
If Abel by faith offered a sacrifice pleased to God.
Oruza yali awulidde ku kigambo kya Katonda.
If he had heard of the word of God.
Abasinga bagamba Bajibuli yali teriiwo kati Abel yakijjawa.
People say the Bible was not there. Where did Abel get it then?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. But the word of God visited his people and he spoke with them and he told them of what to do. Before
it
was written in the scroll of which it was written about, he always came visited his people in the visions, in the dream and the trance. That is why in the Genesis 18
he visits
Abraham. Genesis 18 from verse 1.
Mukama namulabikira awali emivule gya mamule bwe yali ng'atudde mu mulyango mutuntu.
Yes, it was
Genesis
chapter 15 from verse 1.
Oluvanyi marwebyo kigambo kya Mukama ne kijira Ibrahimu mukwolesebwa ngakyogera nti totya Ibrahimu nze ngaboyo nempeerayo ennene nnyo.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Kigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God,
mukusoka eri kuba Abeli bonna,
in the times of the Abels,
yajjanga n'ayogeranga nabo mukwolesebwa,
spoke with them through the visions,
mu birooto,
in the dream,
ne mu buliwo,
even in the trance.
Kubanga tubali tunuulira lubiribiri 18,
when we look to Genesis 18,
Mukama n'akyalira Ibrahimu,
God visited Abraham
mu buliwo
physically.
Bamalaika basatu ne bajja,
three angels came,
naye nga bazza mu kitiibwa kya kitaffe,
but they came in the glory of the Father,
omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu,
the Son and the Holy Spirit.
So abakkiriza okuva edda nedda,
those who believed from the ancient days,
bakkiriza oluvannyuma lw'okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda,
they believed after hearing the word of God.
Oyo ekigambo kya Katonda eyambala omubina alabisibwa gye tuli,
this is the word of God who clothed flesh and appeared to us,
yatumulaba ng'omwana,
and we saw him as the Son,
yazaalibwa omu kitaffe,
he was born of the Father.
Yesu yabazibwa
gye, praise Jesus so much.
So kituufu awataliko kuwulira kigambo kya Katonda,
only without hearing the word of God,
tosobola kujja eri Katonda,
you can never come to God.
Kubanga oluvannyuma lw'okuwulira ekigambo kye,
or after hearing his word,
ofuna okukkiriza,
you get the faith.
Kubanga ajja eri Katonda,
for the one coming to God,
kimugwanira okuba n'okukkiriza nti Katonda waali,
required of them to believe that God exists.
Naye ekigambo kya Katonda,
but the word of God,
kulagirira ali atya,
is what directs us, how is he,
era afaanana atya,
and how does he appear,
era tuyinza kukola kukukukola kina kite tutayinza kukola,
and what can we do and what we are not meant to do,
netwekakasanga da tuyimiridde bulungi ne Katonda,
when we prove we stand well with God.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo,
praise Jesus so much.
Kwagala okulaba ku oda y'ekigambo kino,
we want to see of the order of this word,
oda y'ekigambo kino,
the order of this word,
kitambula kitya nga tukikkiriza,
how does it move as we believe it.
Onakikkiriza kubanga oli yakusomeddemu,
you will believe cause another read it from you,
obanga yakikutte bulungi nga bwe kiri,
when he handled it well as it is.
Kubanga omuntu ayinza era namusomedde nange,
a person can still say I still read for him in scriptures.
Amanyi amadini gyegalinga gasoma Bayibuli,
you know, religions are out there, they read from the Bible,
naye nga tegagikutte nga Katonda bw'ayagala,
they don't handle it as God wants,
nga batoola namu n'okwongera
and they subtract and even add in it,
era n'okunyoola abamu ne banyoola,
even twisting they twist some of them.
Kale twagala tulabeko Katonda ku oda y'ekigambo kya Katonda,
we want to briefly see of the order of the word of God,
kitambula kitya
okibuulira, does it move as you preach it,
era ng'okikkiriza,
as you believe it,
okakasa ng'okyali mu kyo bulungi,
to prove that you are still within it.
Kubanga bw'atandika naffe mu Isaya 3 mu 1,
when it begins with us in Isaiah 34 16-17,
agamba bw'ati,
he says this,
Isaya sura ya 3 mu 1 olunyirwa 16,
Isaiah 34 from verse 16.
Munoonye mu kitabo kya Mukama musome, tekulibula kw'ebyo na kimu, tewali be kiribula kinnaakyo, kubanga akamwa kange ke kalagidde n'omwoyo gwe gubikuŋŋaanyiza.
N'omwoyo gwe gubikuŋŋaanyiza.
And his spirit has gathered them.
Bwe tuba tunoonya Katonda,
when we seek God,
tuba tugenda ku nsozi,
many people go on the mountains.
Bangi bagende mu bisaka mu
nsiko mu da pickets in the bush.
Muli mu abagera ne mu bizi.
Even those who go to the swamps.
Ni babiri yo nga benyisi.
In the water, they have dipped in the water themselves.
Wano nawa aboluganda abanyomezaako.
Yeah, I have brethren who told me of.
Kikowe bali banonya Katonda.
When they were seeking God. They went to, seek themselves in the swamps. And they lived in the waters praying to God.
There are
others who slept on rocks of the mountain. And they slept on one rib, they are seeking God. Because they want to go to God.
Bible
the Bible tells them the one who comes to God. It's required of them to believe God exists. But we have a way we seek Him. I have a book written of me. You look in my book.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
A
person can tell you God appeared to me. It never connects with the Bible. God appeared to me. I was there. God appeared to me. In His Trinity. He told me. People.
They
must give so much that God will be able to give them. As we
read
scriptures, he asks who gave me before that they may demand from me. Freely or given freely you to give.
God
who appeared to them surprises and fights with scriptures. People go to seek God
in
their way, not the way of God. And we want to know how the word
order.
Of God moves. How the order of the God's word is. That you may remain in the faith coming from hearing. Hearing the word of God. First, understand if we seek God whom we want to go to. We come through His book is where we seek Him from. Let's repeat this verse.
Isaiah 4:16.
Look in the book of the Lord. For it speaks of Him.
Though
any person brings a dream,
or
they bring a vision,
or
they say, God met me, tell them, bring out the book to look whether what He told you is in the book. That's why they sell to you handkerchiefs. These are holy handkerchiefs.
And
you put in the house, your houses, you believe in them.
And after
they bring out scriptures and the Acts. When the apostles cleaned their sweat, they threw the handkerchief. The one they fell onto, they got healed. The one they fell onto, did they buy it or they were just healed? For these days, you spy those handkerchiefs. And you put it in your pocket, you never get it out. That it has powers of anointing. Why does an anointing reside in you? And the prophet puts it in a handkerchief.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
When he
speaks of the anointing in us, which teaches us, why is it not in you? Why is it in the photo of the prophet? Look, you put your business and you put your photo of your prophet there. That out of the photo comes anointing. That never is different. It's not different from these things of Ngobia. That Ngobia
comes
out from his photo when you put it somewhere. Yes. Now we tell you this. The word of God has an order of it.
For
our God is not of confusion. All those who want to seek God, let me tell you, waste not your time to talk about
him.
Don't go to the valleys. Get the book of God and read. Get its order, you will see him.
Amen.
Yes, we have
seen. Praise Jesus. But don't you claim your mountains? Let me tell you one thing. You
know,
you go on the mountain when you are in God, yet you don't realize it. For things in heavens and earth are within you.
And
you say, God, I don't see you, come out. As you read Colossians 1, 12 to down,
and
tells you things in heavens and earth are within him. Don't you see me?
But
it comes in Acts 17, 19 to 25.
And
it said we live in him. We move, we built in him.
God,
I don't see you. Where two, three gather, I'm there. You can seek him and you seek him in your ways. God is just spirit.
He too is
never seen of God. Understand him, he's still seeking him up to now.
Yet
Bible even shows how he appears.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus. Because the seeking was wrong.
And
they ordered the word of God, they handled it different. And when they can't be released before God, most of them, that's why they have gone to powers of darkness.
You
think perhaps the word of God has no power.
God
has told us to seek him. He is the one who told us. In Proverbs 8:17, I love those who love me. Those who diligently seek me, they will see me. I'm on the mountain.
I don't see you.
He told them, look for me in my book. But they look for him elsewhere. They can come tell you, I saw God. Yet demons appeared to them. And when I saw God, he told me to begin a church. If you want to know he's God, ask him, he told you what church. He even showed me a place to build the church. What form of church? Building the people. God showed me even the style of the church. Even its measurements.
You know,
the God he met perhaps is forgotten the Bible. For he knows well we are his church.
Amen.
And he knows the building is the synagogue. Now he tells you go start a church, and he tells you begin a building. Those are what people fought on the mountain. But when you read in the book of the Lord, you will get the order of his word.
And
you'll not be able to mess it up. As religions have been doing, together with the beliefs. Let's briefly repeat that verse. Isaiah 34:16.
Tekuli bula kwebi na chimu. Tewali bechili bula chinacho. Kubanga kamwaka ngekalagide. No moyo gwe we kubikunganyiza.
Yes, you was going.
Praise Jesus.
Tunonya mu kitabo kya Mukama.
We look in the book of the Lord.
Ngabwe tusoma.
As we read.
Kubanga kamwaka ekalagide.
His mouth commanded it.
Era tukuli bula chinne waki.
None of them will lack its mate.
Kugamba chirina chinne.
It has its other colleague.
Anytime
you read it here,
it's
not alone that scripture.
Wow.
Even entire chapters and they are following each other.
Because
the Spirit of the Lord gathered.
Yes, we have a
spirit. Praise Jesus.
Kati omundi yanata kulimba.
When a person shouldn't deceive you.
They are sumuro kubanga kiriza katonda.
That they may be believing God.
Ngata uli na chigambo.
When they don't hear his word.
Elaka na chitambu ya munga order
way. They don't move in it as its order is.
Kubanga ni wangu bane katonda atugamba Yeremia 29.
Even though God tells us Jeremiah 29.
Olunyi ili uno olwe 10.
This verse is 10.
Pako olwe 12.
And to 12.
Ayogera bwati kungeri yoku mononya.
Speak like this in the way of seeking him.
Yeremia esula ya biri mu mwendo olunyirwa 10.
Jeremiah 29 from verses 10.
Kubanga bwati bwayogera mukama nti emyaka nsanvu egirituukirira Babiloni ndibajira n'entuukiriza gye muli ekigambo kyange kirungi nga mbakomyawo mu kifo kino. Olunyi olw'ekumi n'olumu. Kubanga mmanyi ebirowoozo by'endowooza gye muli bwayogera mukama ebirowoozo eby'emirembe so si bya bubi. Okubawa okusuubira enkomero yammwe ey'oluvannyuma. Onyole 12. Era muli nkaabira, era muligenda ne mu nsaba, nange ndibawulira. Olunyole 13. Era mulinnoonya ne mundaba. Bwe mulinnekenneenya n'omutima gwammwe gwonna.
Yes, you will see.
Praise Jesus.
Era mulinnoonya.
When you will seek me,
mulindaba.
You will see me.
You
will search me with all your heart.
Now,
ask yourself now, you're seeking God.
This
time, what do you prove that you've seen him?
And
it's not the word of God explaining to you. If you buy a car,
and
you say, God's a reason for me, if they knock at it, there's an accident. We need a witness that God
came about.
Or they knocked God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
When
you got a house or a car, you say, God,
I've got a
friend. I saw God. God is moving life.
Those
are food to children, it really gives us. Don't us in the acts not equated to gold, neither silver. The truth is this. Only way of searching God is in his word. You seek for him and you see him.
You see
him, you search him within his word. Is he like that? Now to search for him.
What is this
in heaven and
the other in Jesus?
Ask if you are to search him. What are you to do?
What are
things in heaven and they
are
in him. You have to search for him and you see them also. How can you search them when you can't read the word of God? Even though things in heaven and earth are in him, and you don't read in his word,
now,
it's hard for someone to say he began salvation or believing in God when they don't have
the word of God.
They are going to explain how.
Okay.
If you come to pass, you seek to search for him. What will you do about that?
There are
things we gave up on long time, like of seeking God.
A
few people seek God, very few. For most of them,
verses
we speak for those, arise, daughter of Zion, cast the dust from yourself. We look for such verses. I bless you.
Don't get to analyze God,
we are not on that. Those who climb mountains deceiving themselves,
I'm
going to seek God.
Yet,
they have a car, house, or school fees. Don't confuse God. Tell him, Lord, today I've come on the issue of school fees. Today it's a car. I've come to ask you not to seek for you.
I want to seek you out to see you.
They have separated to ask from you.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
The Bible
says, of us, when
a
child asks them bread,
they
give them stone.
They
ask fish and they give them snake.
And
they say, if you evil, you know how to give your children
things.
God the Father, won't he do more?
Katika no domu buza buza.
Don't confuse
God. Ogena sama mungati ya to ita wala.
Ask for bread and you're meandering elsewhere.
Mukama nzize
kuno ya ulwale. Lord, I come to see you
today. Menga mutima ya ulifere.
Yet in the hand, you are a corn man. You know what brought you. We are not people preach the word of God.
If
God
says
ask you, ask, don't confuse him.
Whoever
asks is given.
Everything
doing it. Asking, ask. If it is seeking, seek him. Search him with all your heart.
Don't
go first seeking you, Lord.
No, so
and you walk on the mountain.
Mukama.
Oh Lord,
Mukunonya.
I seek you this day.
Na Mukama.
But Lord, I've taken long in poverty. You went to speak of poverty to him. Start from that.
Thank
him for your life. Bring your complaint to him.
Hope
on your forefront, on your heart and your mouth. You're dragging things of far of seeking him.
Yes, we have
praise with. Jesus.
So it's truth to
the way. Now the truth is this. Those of seeking God, the order is in his words. Those who move in him always. All scriptures they were allotted. Single out one and you twist it. You straighten or you've perverted. Many religions already perverted. Even the beliefs. Even salvation no more on track at all. Because they went on the word of God, subtracted from me, and they added
it.
And others twisted the word. And they forget in heavens where they came from. In the book of God in heaven, that's spoken of
in the religion.
All that each as they have to follow each other. None of them will miss and lack its man.
My chief,
another has joined up what's not right. I'm
going
to give you examples. Let's read here Isaiah 34:17.
Era bikubidde obululu n'omukono gwe gubigabidde n'omugwa.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
This
word, the word of God,
it
never lacks its
men.
When God allotted them, and he said, Micah 4, from verse 1 to 4, and 5, they will govern the mountain of God. Cast another lot.
It
fell in Isaiah 2.
They covered
the mountain of God to teach them, and he ordered them.
I have
made allotments.
Isaiah 14:17.
I have got teaching you to prophets.
And
he shows you the way to head on. He made another lot.
John 14:26.
When the Spirit will come, he will teach you all and remind you all.
Yes, you have a
spirit. Praise Jesus.
They
have a measuring line. He allotted them. He put upon them a measuring line.
Not
to measure the scripture in there. If you go beyond, put it elsewhere. It's like a scripture. The bones in the valley.
Ezekiel 37.
And they say in verse 7.
Those
bones are the children of Israel. And another flies it off. It fits in your empty pocket. Your business is dry. Can you prophesy on
it?
They say, can you prophesy on the bones?
The
scripture has jumped the line, it's bound around. It's you making it jump to fit in you. If you are a builder, you, I don't know what type of house are you building then.
I'm telling you
when it's
stretched
here and someone stretches it to the other hand. What happens? You remain with the hand.
umukono gukoma
your hand is here, another stretches it to the other extreme.
People are like that.
Many religions and beliefs are like that.
If
you don't take them out of their allotments, command scripture by scripture, others stretch them beyond their reach. And they shift out of their line. Is to twist them. Tells you John 3.
Verse 3.
How Nicodemus moved in the night. He went to Jesus.
Tuli mo overnight.
We are overnight today.
Gamba mukama nze Nicodemus.
Tell God I am the Nicodemus.
Nicodemus yali walisigwe Nicodemus.
Nicodemus was another. It's not you who is Nicodemus.
We katona takumanyiri nyali.
Does the God know your name?
John 3,
I laugh over everybody preach on it.
Nicodemus
came to Jesus. We are in the overnight. Tell God, I am the Nicodemus. I've come to you.
Nicodemus, God
knows you as you.
He knows you as you.
Yes, he was. Praise Jesus.
Nasoba mukiro nagende li Yesu.
He went to Jesus.
Na mugamba.
He told him,
"Katonda ali nawe.
God is with you.
Kubanga tuli ayinza kukola bino.
No one can work these miracles without God.
Nga ina Katonda.
And have God."
Yesu na mugamba.
Jesus told him,
"Toyinza.
You cannot
kulaba bwaka baka bwaka.
See the kingdom of God.
Kuja kuzaidwa mulundi.
Except you're born again.
Mpaka mukiro kya leo.
Prove tonight.
Business,
business is to get born again. That scripture has been stretched beyond its reach.
The scripture speaks one, but another stretches it and goes in other things.
This salvation, which are risen in our midst, wanting to make a scorn the name of salvation, the drop of scripture beyond it. And he pulls the scripture, and you see that straight to death.
Because they began to fight, death must die. That's the conference. I don't know, maybe I want to support him for that.
And he makes them beyond the rope of God.
So,
to all we who love God, and we come to him, we seek in his book, as his word is, and we read, and we get explained, and we believe.
And
we move on allotments which we are made,
and
this scripture is followed by the other.
It
never goes beyond this meaning.
It has a line, its meaning ends.
If you want
to speak of businesses
in the valleys, okay. Oh, they go dry. Go to Deuteronomy 28. I didn't hear his voice.
Everything I tried to get a blessing, they showed them all there.
Don't do the scripture speak of other things.
No,
stretch it to reach your situation. It has a measurement line. They allotted it and they lined to ends. They say every person can reveal their meaning. As you see Pastor Robin, and she's a bit brownish. Me, I see another preacher can say she's red. That is a revelation to him.
Another
can come say she's very black. She's like the Sudanese, our brothers and sisters. God made design us different.
They
are all nice, beautiful. You cannot see in the person four colors. Each one has their own revelation.
The
faith is remained one. Coming from hearing his word. When you get people twist them in scripture, don't forget these scriptures were allotted. You were captured in this way. Isaiah 28:13. Praise Jesus so much. He allotted them. They move four commands. That's why the word of God will appear to them. Command by command. Nothing we can do in the believing of God. We have no two. Four
no,
and above commands.
For
the kingdom of God is saying, this prison, if there are two, three witnesses, let it be established. That's why I say command by command. And it moves on. Command by command. Means you cannot command us over anything.
You've
not given us commands in the scriptures.
Tell
us, pray in the name of Mary. Commands which commanded us, pray in her name.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If
you tell us church is this building,
yes,
and Jesus is going to come back for it, prove us on that. Now the word of God
is
the foundation of believing him, of going to him. It eats a command. And told us there have to be two to four of them and above. You, they make you get holy water. Four commands accepting you to do that. But this we speak of it to hold those who are
and
to call our brothers the Protestants. Get back to the foundation of salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Most
of what we have refused, they are what they are doing out there. There is a third reason which Martin Luther gave, selling things in the synagogue,
getting
out money to build the church. But they came back in the Protestantism, they are there.
Is
some of the reasons they gave for putting the dead in the synagogue or to pray for them. Those things came back in Protestantism. Not explain to reach that far, but we've given you this foundation. Get back, check these people, check the beliefs, check the religion, see whether they're still in the world.
We
say the word of God. It moves command by command. And command by command. Ask whether what is done. They have two to four commands. Go see the clothing. Ask them friends.
Protestants
have the teachers there. Reverend. Ask them, what your clothes, where is it written?
ogenda kundabira akavuyo.
You're going to see chaos there.
Kubanga ebyambalo by'obwakabona mu ndagaano
eyo. The clothes of the priesthood in the New Testament.
Befeso mukaga ebyogera.
Ephesians 6 speaks of them.
Olunyo lw'ekkumi mpaka kumi na
musanvu. 17.
Kubanga obwakabona bw'endagaano ekadde
bwaggibwawo. Of the Old Testament which was phased out.
Batwali twali obwakabona
obubi. We are given a new priesthood.
N'ebyambalo.
Even the clothing.
Kwambala njiri mu kwetekateka kw'enjiri mu
bigere. Gospel in the feet, that's the shoe.
Tovula wano ku mubiri twambala nga.
As long as we look nice, it's
enough. Nga kasambira n'ebyambalo bi.
If I have the armor and the clothing is spiritual.
Enjiri ntaddemu.
I'm putting the gospel.
Tegeke nnungi bulungi nnyo.
I prepared it well.
Ntadde amazima mu
kiwanu. I put the truth in the waist.
Kristo Yesu.
Christ Jesus.
Engabo ey'okukkiriza.
The shield of faith.
Engabo yoki yokukkiriza.
The shield of faith.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kamaze okwambala bwetu.
After clothed with
the engabo yange yokukkiriza.
I hold my shield of faith.
Ekyo mukifuba eky'obutuukirivu.
The breastplate of righteousness.
Nga nkutte ekitala ky'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Hold the sword of the word of God.
Taddeko sapeo y'obulokozi.
I put the helmet of salvation.
Omwoyo omutukuvu yakabikwa batume.
The Holy Spirit who came in the Acts.
Esuli y'okubiri ku mitwe gy'abatume.
Two on the heads of the apostles.
Bamaze okwambala bulungi.
I'm already clothed well.
Olaba sapeo y'obulokozi.
Look at the helmet of their salvation.
Bwe tutuuka eyo ekigo
ki. When we reach there, the falling is a big fall.
Akati n'abalokole.
Even the born again.
Tuzeeyo mu bintu ebyo twasooka okugamba.
We back in those garments we gave up long time.
Katine omanyi ntu ogenda osoba n'obuuza.
You know you can ask.
Mr. Omba.
Pastor.
Ekyambalo kyo nga kabona kifaanana.
Your clothing as a priest, how does it appear?
Obuuza.
You ask.
Nze ndi kabona.
Me, I'm a priest.
Nze ndi nabbi.
Me, I'm a prophet.
Nze ndi Mr. Omba.
Me, I'm a pastor.
Ekyambalo kye ki?
That is the clothing you're talking of.
Nga naye sebo kabona wa
Mukama. And they are a priest of God, you have no clothing. That's what caused us God desire the garments of the religious people.
When
you don't know the clothing you're meant to have. That came from abandoning the word of God.
And
it began to subtract and add in it. Ended when God has taken away wisdom from us.
For
wisdom is only in his word. Now there you find the bishops. Born again, they're holding their sticks. Just as our colleagues they look like in those religions.
And they are
given a ring of a bishop.
I don't
know, he's got an espouse to what then?
Now
we shall see. When we see the right Christ and his judge.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
So
he tells us indeed the word of God must move command by command. Command by command. Due to four scriptures
from
the Old and the New Testament the different chapters which make up the Bible. Let's finish this verse. Isaiah
28 verse 13.
Kakati bwe oyagala okukwata ddiini kyekyali Katonda.
You want to capture which religion is still on God. Or a belief.
We jangu n'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Come with the word of God.
Nga kirina ebiragiro.
And it has 2 to 4 commands.
Nga ensonga yonna gy'ogenda okwogerako.
And then priest an issue to speak of.
Katonda gy'ayogerako mu byawandiika.
God spoke of in scriptures.
Bwe bateekawo bwe tuwakana. Bagamba teekawo
put there any head thing you want us to speak of.
And
you prepare yourself for thousands of commands in scripture. Everything they speak of.
You
have 2 to 4 and above scriptures on it. You have verses 2 4 and above on it.
nga otora
and you get
wano kando wali katonda
ndaga
nempya nekati
old and new testament
chapters ezenja uleze bitabo
ebikola bible of books making the bible
kwe kukwatibwa kwabo
is there being captured
era wano
and here
mumulembo mpyo gwino kumanya katonda okujude
new generation with the full knowledge of god
ekiti wachenga bwereza
his glory and it is this ministry
sibugama ntufuma madini
not that we abuse the religion than believe
ne twebo sabati ali mukokirisa katonda
ask are they still in the believing of god
kuva makulira nokulira chigambo
chi coming from here and his word
ere babira ngadala bakasabano yakata
if they prove they seek god
banayizo okudda
they may be able and they will
nabo baganda bafwe abo borokozi
now brethren in the salvation
abatuvuddemo
and they have shifted from us
abava mukirizo kuva mukoya nokuli chigambo
and they abandon the faith which comes from hearing the word
ali wana abao kudizibwa obujja
now there will be a renewal in them
eri ababagondere chigambo chakata
those who humble to the word of god
naye ngabo aba mulunyi olomwenda agamba bwani
verse 9 he says this
bikwatogana ekigambo kye
on what concerns his word
nebibulirwa
and what is preached
Isaiah sura ya 28 olinyirwa mwenda
Isaiah 28 verses 9
ani gwaligiriza okumanya era ani gwalitegeze ebibulibwa ababalese yo kuyonka era bavudde kumabere olunyolwe 10 kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro ekiragiro ku kiragiro lunyiriri ku lunyiriri lunyiriri kulunyiriri wano katono au katono
yes you was
praise Jesus so much
era moyo mtuku vyatubuze
chibuze the Holy Spirit asked us a question
aya ni gwali igirise bibuli
who will he explain what is being preached
era gwali tegeza
and who will he teach
kumanyindi mirundi mingi tubadenga tukungana
no many times we been gathering
nenga twali chetutege tukutukira damu kutegera ensonga
nothing like reaching to understand something
wiza mtu kwa kumuloko lino mubuze kululiri
chete but again ask him how is heaven
ngombe kuru
what is heaven
liyo awako
where you see it
tolira watu
wera
kugenda mweri
we go in that heaven
waliyo
what is up there
waliyo mubisi
there is honey there
nenga ina bibozi
yet always have no pastors to explain that
manyina ulira kondi agamba tuita
kabua I had the other say we passed a rock
hii kawandikibwa
where is it written
chimwa kama abantu wala
kupita ku God takes us in heaven we passed a rock
that way the same
when we carry our luggage
wetule meerwa
atugwayo mpiye and we fall in hell
navude kunsi pangu
I left the world of overcome
tenga katonda ngamba itakagua
then God tells me pass via a rock
katiwacha ateka kumunge
why is he put me on such tension
ngaraza ruyeba malaika bebamunona
Lazarus angels picked him up
umanye banabo ruganda
no brethren
chigambo kutegereri uri wachibande
chizwa you understand what is preached has been hard
adaba bantu banje abadde muchigambo chakatona ngabo banyola kunyoza
many people have been in the word of god just twisting it
ngatibanyweredde dala musinjo
and they have not held strong on that foundation
ngaba nafebo nabazi batambira mburoko zibabadde
as all police who moved to salvation how they have been
aboruganda bana protestant
these brethren the protestants
kusitulibwa kwa
it they have been lifted
wali mburoko zibugoroko
it was salvation which had arisen
mwaka kwa 2015
17
yenge misinjo ejaba wimu
but foundation which were given here
tambira kuchigambo cha
katonda move on the word of god
hewe twage ndotukira mwaka kwa 2008
when it reached 1800
bali babaze dokuva kumusinjo
they had already perverted from that foundation.
Iranga bawambidwa Roman Catholic Church ngebazizaye.
I'd been re-enrolled by the Roman Catholic Church.
Erebi singa kubyo babifana ganya.
Most of the things they appear alike.
Naye chichi asoboka,
but it's still possible.
Okukoma weli chigambo
cha. Come back to the word of God.
Yesu ngarwa chibote basome evangeli ya.
The reason why they don't read the evangeli.
Basi kubyero naye munene tebabira.
Read this Bible yet they don't see things in it. Commanded them.
Kubanga banyizo moyo wa katonda
because they angered the spirit of god
yandi badaba bikulira ebigambo bya katonda
would have revealed them the word of god
nabone bayi naba wana amanyo kubikola
and they would have empowered them to do them
na yabavako
he gave up on them
ere yoto dawe mbere nyoko moyo mutuku
there you don't speak much of the holy spirit
yes you was when
praise jesus so much
so orwechi gambo cha katonda ni order yacho
now by the word of god and his order
katonda chiyavaga mamuchama teke sure yokona
that's why god said in Deuteronomy 4
nyori soka nokuvi
verse 1 and 2
tibumanga mujajendi
that when you come to me
okutegera ekigambo kyange
to understand my word
okutegera
to understand me
okutegera nebyonna
to understand all
ebyaliwo
which was
bidone ebigendo
which is in that coming
yebaragide tambitola
what I've commanded never subtract from them
irate muongera
never add on them
karisobetu liye
Ekyamateeka esula yokuna olunya olusooka.
Deuteronomy 4 from verses 1.
Ne kaakano gwe Isirayiri, wulira amateeka n'emisango bye mbayigiriza okubikolanga mulyoke mube abalamu. Muyingire muli ensi Mukama Katonda wa bajjajjammwe gy'abawa. Olunya olw'okubiri, temwongeranga ku kigambo kye mbalagira so temukisalangako. Mukwatenga ebiragiro bya Mukama Katonda wammwe bye mbalagira.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
And of course, I would demo.
Let's repeat it.
E chama teke sule yokuno kuva kunyoli soka.
Deuteronomy 4 from verses 1.
Neka kano gwe Israeli, ulira mateka ne misango, biemba igiriza, okubikolanga, mulyoke mube balamu, muyingire muli ensi Mukama Katonda wa bajjajja mwe gy'abawa. Olunya olw'okubiri, temwongeranga ku kigambo kye mbalagira, so temukisalangako.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus so much. You think God commanded us one word? That word is the Christ. He came in the scroll written of him.
Bible
moves to speak of him.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus so much. Who came in the scroll written of him?
He
is the word of God.
You
never cut from him. Don't subtract from him. And don't add on him.
How do
you search out religions and beliefs? Whether they have moved as the word is. Here is where you will prove indeed whether you are in the faith of God. And the word is being preached. 2-4 and above commands. 2-4 and above scriptures.
From
the Old and the New Testament,
from
different chapters of the Word of God, in the different books, when you prove that you are indeed in the light of the Word, another who reads and picks out one word,
and
that's what I want, stop there. And they cut off the scripture. And where it will end,
he picks
something else and doesn't want you to hear of them. Yet he forgets. Bible says in Corinthians that you don't speak beyond the scriptures. For he knew of it. There are those who will be cutting off the scriptures.
And
others to even add in them.
So,
now to those who want to prove whether you are in the believing of faith, faith coming from hearing of his
words,
you have to check someone never subtracts and they don't add in.
And
the explanation is not of them as they explain in their very own words, but they bring other verses moving on to explain. There you will prove you are in the faith of God and that you are with God. If you are
here
claiming you hear words,
where
my word is just fallen,
don't
ask me where it's written. It's knocked down. And it says, 10 men
who
have 3 million come and stand here. God is going to provide a blessing for you. Is it for buying? Why is it written? There is where church we got a problem. We didn't know how the word of God moves. When we believe it, we believe it how? He told us just.
Maybe
it was a bit wiser than you. And he's a bit crafty. They began in Genesis 3. Even the snake was very crafty.
Satan
himself is crafty. He spoke in scriptures. He subtracted and added in them.
Adam
and Eve, so he spoke in wisdom.
Yet
he was making us to be killed that we chased from the garden. God said, when you touch the tree, you will die. Satan brought foolish wisdom. He said, you will not die. He added in, he said,
because
when you will eat of it, you will be like him.
atuwegendereza ngumuntu ngatola mu kigambo cha
Katonda. Now, when someone subtracts from God's words.
Umuntu wakera kumata na gamba.
This person comes and says.
Omuzimu wa mutukuvu.
The Holy Ghost.
Umuga.
You tell them.
Na kuga. Chechimu na umuga.
And they tell you it's the same with the Holy Spirit.
Undi ni yasoma. Ni wa pitu wa manjete.
A ghost to a child, no, a ghost is a demon.
But
people bringing secret words and they come to destroy us.
Everywhere
in the Bible, was it the ghost sent who was sent? Or the Holy Spirit? Now,
things
come like that, for we don't know how faith is to move.
Plant
the foundation of believing God.
You
don't know how the word of God is to move. I don't prove it, and you not be sure that indeed you have God and that you will reach where He is.
Where
the goal is that we reach
in
the kingdom of heaven, our home in heaven. Maybe when you seek your own and you speak what comes from your own.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
So, mungeri endala katukomekereze nebyandikwa
byo. In another way, let's wind up with these scriptures. Time is left us. According to 2 Peter chapter
3,
verses 15,
nakomakogera kubwo kwabo boka.
Those who subtract and add in them.
Naye ayogera ne kwabo abanyola.
Speaks even of those who distort the word of God.
Peter ekyokubiri esura ya kusatu olunyeerwa 15.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
Era mulowoozenga ng'okugumiikiriza kwa Mukama waffe bwe bulokozi. Era nga muganda waffe omwagalwa Pawulo mu magezi ge yaweebwa bye yawandiikira.
Toddiremu bulungi.
Petero ekyokubiri essuula ya kusatu olunyeerwa 15.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
Era mulowoozenga ng'okugumiikiriza kwa Mukama waffe bwe bulokozi. Era nga muganda waffe omwagalwa Pawulo mu magezi ge yaweebwa be yabawandiikira. Olwe 16. Era nga mu bbaluwa ze zonna ng'ayogera ku ebyo mu zo omuli ebimu ebizibu okutegeera abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu gye banyoola. Era nga n'ebyawandiikibwa n'ebirala olw'okukkiriza kwabwe bo.
Soma bulungi, soma bulungi, okoye.
Petero ekyokubiri essuula ya kusatu olunyoole 16.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 16.
Era nga mu bbaluwa ze zonna ng'ayogera ku ebyo mu zo omuli ebimu ebizibu okutegeera abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu bye banyoola. Era nga n'ebyawandiikibwa ebirala olw'okuzikirira kwabwe bo.
Kakati buli bwonyole.
Every time you twist and distort the scriptures,
it's
what I tell you, make them go beyond their line.
Yakunyonyoddeko mu
Isaiah 3:17. Lord, them put their line, measuring line. Twist them, you do that for your own destruction. Careful in that religion where you are, or in that belief.
For
we in rightful salvation, we get saved after believing, and we confess with our mouth, and we get saved.
If
the word of God commands us how,
and
we move how it's meant to be, and we don't twist it.
Today,
pray for the dead bodies in the Catholics and Protestants.
But
they don't read scriptures which are in
Ezekiel,
which refused us to bring dead bodies.
Even
there are born against who do that, pray for dead bodies. But what causes that?
Twisting,
subtracting and adding in them, and to distort them. But you always get careful.
When someone
twists the scripture and you'll hear that,
and
believe it when it's twisted,
you're
not acceptable before. And the faith you've entered in is not of God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So to
now, let's be sure in coming before God, after we humble with His words,
and
we believe nothing else can be preached
us
except to be preached the word of God.
madini manja agatandikira ku Kristo Yesu.
Many religions began on Christ Jesus.
Iranga gali gatandise bulokozi.
They had begun salvation.
Na yo bulokozi obwavibwako
babavako. It was they gave up on it.
Olw'obutanywerera mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Holding tight on the word of God.
Olw'obutamanya ngeri kiyinza kutambula.
Never to know how it's meant to move.
Era nti birina okukolebwa.
And that what's be done.
Birina kukolebwa nga biragiddwa mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Has to be done while commanded in the word of God.
Kale bw'ogenda mu maaso n'okunyola ekigambo kya Katonda.
When you want to twist the word of God.
Obalanga nga wava dda mu kukkiriza kwa Katonda.
You count you already shifted from the faith of God.
Kubanga agamba nti abasinga obungi bwe batyo bakoze.
Most people have done like that.
Nga bwatugamba polisi ekyokubiri esula eyokuna.
Like it tells us in the First Corinthians chapter 4.
N'olulimi olusooka.
From verse 1.
Katuyite mu bwana.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esula eyokuna n'olulimi olusooka.
First Corinthians 4 from verse 1.
Abakolinsi ekisooka esula eyokuna n'olulimi olusooka.
First Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 1.
Omuntu atulowooze nga bw'ati. Nga tuli baweereza ba Kristo era abawanika b'ebyama bya Katonda. Olunya olw'okubiri. Era wano kigwanira abawanika omuntu okulabikanga nga mwesigwa. Olunya olw'okusatu. Naye ku nze kigambo kitono nnyo mwe okunsalira omusango oba omuntu yenna era nange nzekka seesalira musango. Olunya olw'okuna. Kubanga semanyiko kigambo.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
Atugere chokubiri. Esule yokona. Bakolise chokubiri esule yakuno nyolisoka.
Second Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 1.
Abakolise chokubiri esule yokuno nyolisoka.
Second Corinthians 4 from verse 1.
Kale kubanga tulino kuwereza oko. Ngabe twasasirwa tetuddirira. Olinyolo okubiri. Naye twegaana ebyensonyi ebikisibwa nga tetutambulira mu bukuusa so tetukyamya kigambo kya Katonda. Naye olw'okulabisa amazima nga twetendereza eri omwoyo gwa buli muntu mu maaso ga Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tetufuba okukola.
What we try to do.
Tetukyamya kigambo kya Katonda.
And we don't distort the word of God.
Oba okukinyoola.
Or to twist it.
Obusingi bw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
The foundation of the word of God.
Okututwala okukkiriza Katonda.
Which takes us to believe God.
Ebyonna bye yasuubiza.
And all that he promised.
Era ng'amaliriza agamba bw'ati.
And he ends up saying this.
Abanaatoolamu.
Those who subtract from it.
Abagenda okwongeramu.
And those who add in it.
Empeera yaabwe eri bw'eti.
Their reward is this.
Olwonno olyoka onoonye bw'onaanywerera ku kigambo.
Then seek how you get strengthened in his words.
Kubikulu 22.
Revelations 22.
18.
Okubikulirwa esula ya 22:18.
Revelations 22 from verse 18.
Ntegeeza buli muntu awulira ebigambo by'obunnabbi obw'ekitabo kino nti omuntu yenna w'ayongerangako ku byo Katonda aliyongerako ku ye ebibonyobonyo ebiwandiikiddwa mu kitabo kino.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Bategeeza ffe.
They tell us.
Abasalawo okujja okukkiriza Katonda.
Who decided to come to believe God.
Era nga n'okukkiriza okwo tuba tulina kuwulira.
And that faith we must be hearing.
Okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
To hear the word of God.
Ng'endagiriro yaakyo bwe tuweereddwa.
As its directive has been given us.
Ebiragiro 2:4 n'okudda waggulu.
2:4 and above commands.
2:4 n'okudda waggulu.
2:4 and above scriptures.
Okuva mu ndagaano enkadde n'empya.
From the Old and the New Testament.
Chapters ez'enjawulo.
With the different chapters.
Ng'ebitabo byonna ebiri.
As all the books are.
Ebikola Bible.
Which make up the Bible.
Singa otoolamu.
If you subtract.
N'oyongeramu.
And you add in.
Bw'otoolamu.
If you subtract.
Katonda naye Katonda bw'oyongeramu
if you add in
na Katonda akwongera ku bibonyo obwo
God adds you of the punishment
ebiwandiikiddwa mu kitabo kye
written in this book
ayo bw'obanga ogenda okwongera mu kigambo kya Katonda
you're going to add on the word of God
osooka nga n'otuula n'okebera ebibonyobonyo byonna ebiwandiikiddwa mu Bayibuli
seek out all the punishments written in the Bible
wali bimala n'obisengeka bulungi
you'll all speak out well
olaba bijja kukunyumira nga
bali kukola and you'll see you'll enjoy them when they're being done to you
nga otandika okwongeramu
and you begin to add in God's words
bingi ebiriwo mu madini
many things in religion
mu bulokozi bw'emirembe
and salvation of this age
obwefaananyiriza ng'obulokozi obwadda
which appears like real salvation
naye nga batoolamu
but they subtract
ekyandikwa n'akikutulako
and they break a scripture in half
mulimu n'abakubye ebayibuli nga zonvu
those who have printed even wrong bibles
nga batoddemu ne bateekamu ebyabwe
subtracted and put in their own things
I don't know
whether they've ever read all the punishments.
Those
marked within this Bible.
Inside
hell are many torments.
When you take
of fire, even its portion is there.
Must
read all those torments and punishments. Others say, we do we just hear?
He
who twisted is the one to be beaten alone. Now, Lord, why are we also beaten?
Master
deceived us.
The
priest gave us herbs.
Why
did you believe the herbs?
Most
of us don't want to read the word of God.
If someone teaches
you, go read yourself, see where it
starts. Live
after hearing well and you understand.
If the false
prophet does a miracle for you and you believe.
No gamma, the sins and Nabicose,
the
Nabi
false prophets.
I think we have put it never.
The one he did for.
Think
you know the accused with him.
When you go
to right prophets,
when you believe
him,
you're
given a reward like this.
Nabi
omutufu, a right prophet,
or
apostle,
or
pastor.
When
you believe
him, and he
sent to
you, you're
given a reward like his.
What about
a false prophet? If
you
believe
him, you're
given
a reward like
of a false prophet.
Sitting
in the lake of fire, you two are on the line heading there.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Let's
finish
verse 8 and 19.
Revelations chapter 22, verse 18.
Ntegeeza buli muntu awulire ebigambo by'obunnabbi obw'omu kitabo kino nti omuntu yenna w'ayongerangako ku byo, Katonda alyongerako ku ye ebibonyoobonyo ebiwandiikiddwa mu kitabo kino.
Osookanga n'onoonyereza ebibonyoobonyo byonna.
Look for all the punishments.
Ogenda okwongera ku kigambo kya
Katonda. And you go to add on the word of God.
Obanga ogenda okwongera.
Or you're going to add on it.
Oba okunyoola.
Or to twist it.
Osooka onoonya ebibonerezo ebyawandiikibwa.
Look for all punishments which are written.
Ebyakungu ebyokunoonyereza ku biri mu kyamateeka.
He is the ones to look for the Deuteronomy.
Kyamateeka.
Up to around verse 40.
They
tell you of the punishments.
And what is it? I wonder what's to give it. Nature, nature,
and the breast there is hell. And read of the lake of fire.
So to again, it is our Uganda.
Let's be careful, brethren.
All
of us who have used this Bible,
the
word of God.
And we
say we take people to God.
We have
not moved on holding the word of God as it is.
We have got
ourselves authority outside the word of God.
Others
are senior pastors.
Inspector General Prophet.
Others are inspector general prophets.
Inspector General Prophet.
Where the things are written of the Inspector General Prophet.
The most light reverend. The
most light reverend. Where did God give such a gift? Many things very hard. If you are to stand in this evil generation,
you must
get back in the word of God how it
is. It's
what gives all those who believe God what rightful things to be
done,
what's not meant to be done.
And in verse 19 saying
this,
Revelation 22 verses 19, Katonda alijjako omugabo gwe ku muti ogw'obulamu ne mu kibuga ekitukuvu ebiwandiikiddwa mu kitabo kino.
Bw'oba oyagala okuba nga otoolamu
ebigambo bya Katonda. If you want to subtract from the words of God,
or from the word of God. Always chase yourself first from eternal life. Look, you are in hell being beaten from there. When judgment will come,
will
meet you.
When you begin to
subtract add in the word of God.
There are
people, though you read for them, they don't want to believe.
And
verses reach 10, they refuse locked on one. That you refuse to believe is what you've subtracted out.
So
and see where it ends. It chooses. Take the words up there. There is a time born against you reach a time. Every scripture rebuking, you say it's for the Egyptians. You keep it, it's yourself.
You believe
it's your book God is giving to you. He's given you his word.
So
all foundation of believing God
is
in the word of God.
Give
us authority, do or not to do.
As
God first revealed to Apostle Martin Luther in the 1517, in the arose salvation. Known as Protestantism those days.
Or
we call it Christianity today.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But it was breaking from the Catholics because they believed in adding in the word of God to subtract and to twist it. And be urged by the Spirit of God.
That
is nothing we can do. When authority is not from the word of God.
Though
as we speak now, the Protestants or the Christians, in the way as they are spoken of, one cannot become a Christian except they have first gotten saved. As we shall see it ahead there.
We
call all of you get back to salvation. Salvation coming through faith. With believing with your heart. And after you've heard the word of God. And you confess. With your mouth you're saved. Did you baptize to get born again?
Did
you give it the Spirit of God? And you become the anointed. Or you become the Christ. When we get to be men. We become Christians. And we are called born again Christians.
We
move on the third reason he gave. Selling things within the synagogue or the church. Which arose in the Roman Catholic then. But it's amazing. People, when you're part of the word of God, even things you gave up on, you can resume to do them. When you see Protestantism arising as salvation, one thing they refused is to sell merchandise in the synagogue. And that they sold to raise money to build their churches, as they say it. And in there came the purgatory. And if you give that money, and
it's
where they take you in the purgatory which never exists,
they
reduce your sins because of the money you have been paying.
Now,
this Apostle Martin Luther then, he came out, protested against Catholics on that issue. Even though now they resumed it. The Catholics moved with it ahead, and Protestants too resumed it because of abandoning the word of God. Now salvation. These days you'll forgive me. Speak of the household words. But it's threatening to attack the neighbor's children.
When
you beat them for smoking okay. When your children left them on the veranda smoking it open.
You must
beat those of your home.
attack of the neighbor. That's why Bible says judgment begins from the house. These days you find someone preaching.
Hallelujah.
And they are selling groceries. There is this Jerry. God praise
you.
He spoke and he said, it is for 10,000. And he said, they will be paid. You get 10,000 by it.
Other
charcoal stones, they are preaching, selling them.
Others
are selling
business. Take
business out of the church.
Tuyigiriza abantu bakola business. Naye tetusobola kuzikolera munnaffe.
People, how to do business? I can't do it in a synagogue.
Nkukungaana. Kale ebiringa ebyo bingi.
Tugenda
okulaba mu nsonga ey'okusatu.
What we are to see the third reason.
Ku lunaku oli olwokubiri n'olwokusatu.
Next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tunamaliriza eddiini tujja kukwata ku baayakuwa.
After we finish Protestant, we shall handle the Jehovah's and the early
Venetians. Waabo baawubwa.
How they were they perverted.
Newankubadde nga beekwanaganya okuva ku Kristo Yesu.
And though they attached themselves to be on Christ Jesus.
Olunaku lw'enkya.
Tomorrow.
Tujja kuba mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
We shall be in the journey of heaven.
Mukama akuwe omukisa.
May God bless you. Thank you for coming.